So coming up this weekend, North Coast Preparatory Academy is presenting Wild Ghosts and Coward Spirits, a spooky musical comedy. And their song and dance, of course, if it's a musical, their song and dance, and some other stuff. Good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU. In the studio with me, I have Cairo Aguilar, Rachel Post, and Matea Denny. And you're all from MPA, and you're all performers.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, and this is the junior-senior play?
Yes, yeah.
And let's talk about this. I've never heard of this play before.
Well, that's because it's somewhat of a new play. Actually, our director, Greatha Omi Stenger, has taken bits and pieces from stories by Oscar Wilde and Noel Coward, different characters, and she's put it all together in this one great production that she's made a musical with songs by Cole Porter and by Noel Coward. So we've got all this cool stuff going on, a bunch of different storylines, but the main one is pretty exciting. I'll have Cairo explain it. He's much better at it.
Well, the story goes as follows. The Otis family, a group of Americans, travels from their aristocratic life in America across the sea to Britain. In London, they purchase Canterville Chase, a very old and ancient and much talked about home in London society. There, they learn about a certain figure that they'll be having to share that house with, and that figure is the Canterville Ghost.
Oh.
It is a very spooky tale full of twists and turns, and frankly, it's very, very exciting.
It is.
Very good, Cairo. So who plays the ghost? Is there a ghost?
Our very own Reed Cabot. He's a master at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when he gets up on that stage, it's like the ghost comes to life, man.
Absolutely. And he gets to sing, and he's got this beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. We have so many talented students, really.
So many talented students, yeah.
So talented, and I've got three of you. We're sitting right in front of me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? So let's go around. Rachel, what part do you play?
I play Mrs. Otis, the matriarch of the Otis family. She's a New York socialite and a former concert pianist, so I also get to, you know, use my piano skills a little bit. I accompany Matea on her song. I also get to sing Anything Goes at the top of the second act, which is really fun. It's a big tap number, so I've got a little bit of everything.
And Matea?
I play Lady Sybil, who is a famous performer and singer from London who is friends with the Otis family through certain connections and comes to visit. And my husband is also friends with the Otis family, but you learn that he has somewhat of a secret.
A dark side.
And yes.
Oh,
very dark.
You
can't give it away.
No spoilers.
I was thinking, okay, so my brain's going all over the place, but a dark side.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Okay, and Cairo.
I play Washington Otis, the oldest son in the Otis family. He's an aspiring poet, playwright, and movie director. Sadly, not many of his hobbies are panning out at the moment, seeing as how the rest of his family wants him to move on with his life and get a real job.
But those sound like real jobs, don't
That's
they?
That's what I said.
See? Cairo? I don't know.
Exactly.
Or Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you all prepare for your parts?
Well, when we auditioned, it was a very short process. We have to put on this production in a very short amount of time. So we auditioned and we received our parts, and then it just went straight into the rehearsal process.
Yeah, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of it, what's really great about the productions at MPA is that every single student is involved, not only in the actual production, but in some of the producing as well. Mm-hmm. So we all have different responsibilities. Some people might be on props, some people might be in charge of publicity. Everyone does something. So as well as rehearsing, we jumped right into just trying to get everything in line. And then later, we focus a lot more on rehearsing in the space. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of preparation that goes in just for the show and also behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, because essentially it's a student-produced show. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of our plays that we do are mainly facilitated by all the work that the students put in, and then we have about a week and a half in the theater before opening night, and we do all of our staging then, and we get everything set, and you know, everything just kind of comes together. It's really cool to see all the different parts fitting together like puzzle pieces.
Wow, that seems really hard.
It can
You'd be surprised, actually. Every year we go into this process and everybody just keeps saying, oh, there's no way it'll come together. But by the end, it's very pleasantly
yeah.
surprising
we always
just how much we can pull
show.
Off in that short amount of time just by really putting everything we've got into it.
Absolutely.
What gets neglected then at school?
We take a full 2 weeks off of classes. So that's one of the really special things that NPA gets to do is we consider the play as being this great learning experience, which it is. And oftentimes our plays will include really serious social commentary.
Yeah.
And that's a really big part of it. So we are learning really important skills and different things about the world while we're creating these big productions. And that kind of makes up for the classes that we miss.
There's also this sense of responsibility you can't get from going to school and participating in normal classes, taking this time off and immersing yourself in a group of your peers mm-hmm. and taking on all these responsibilities that you have to accomplish for various different aspects of the play, be it managing props or rehearsing, acting on the stage, coming up with music and stuff like that. There's this sense of you have a duty to carry out and mm-hmm. you contribute to the final product, and it's something you can't get out of normal classes or just going to school. It's something really special.
Yeah. NPA really, really values a liberal arts education, and theater obviously is a very big part of that. And so it's really nice that we have the opportunity to just jump headfirst into something where we create the art that we're presenting. And so we really get a well-rounded experience of what it's like to be in a production. And I think that's just the value on that is you can't put a value on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like you're learning quite a bit during that week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that you're
yeah.
out, but you're actually in working really hard mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're almost out of time. Yes, let's do the what time, where, when.
All right. So we're opening this Thursday. It'll run from January 19th to the 22nd, and we will have the later shows at 7 o'clock on those days with a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And you can get your tickets at Brown Paper Tickets or at Wildberries in Arcata.
Yeah, and it's a small theater, so get your tickets quick before they run out.
Yeah.
They usually do because, you know, it's quite an event.
It is, and if you show up at the door without a ticket...
there's a chance that you may not get seated, unfortunately.
Right, and again, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you all for talking with me today here on KHSU. Kairo, Rachel, and Matea, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.